So that, I didn't realize there were that few people here then, even at that point in time. So we're saying probably no more than 200 people, 200 African-American people.
The city of Roswell, and I would say the city of Roswell was probably right at the time that my sister was born, probably might have not have been 1,000 people.
Oh, no, it wasn't 1,000. No. No.
Remember, through the course of 10, 12 years of high school, there was never 100 kids in the high school to make up the grades 8th to 12th. My high school class was 13 kids.
And Rob was a long time getting a high school leaving. Yeah.
Another thing that's come
we
up.
We went to the, seventh grade, buddy.
Yeah.
And then you had to go on to, from Rob to Washington High. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was, this the incident with the church was a pre-integration incident. What about post-integration and the response with the Groveway Community Committee, or that sort of has developed and apparently seems to be sort of a force in the Black community here. What about that, the response to that?
Make your question a little bit more simple, because my mother probably doesn't understand what you mean by post, period.
Well,
just ask a whole normal question, she'll tell you.
Well, since integration, you know, before integration, you know, when the Black community tried to have a place where Blacks could come together and talk about community issues and whatever, you had the Boys Club, and then, you know, people got up in arms here, and obviously, you know, they burned the place down. So that, I think, says something about, you know, the community's response, the Roswell community at large response to how they perceive Black people in this town. But since you've had integration and Blacks go to school with whites and, you know, and other issues, there's this Groveway community group that you have. Do you know about this group, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me seems to be even more involved in what goes on in the community, and they're trying to do lots of things and help even more. I mean, it seems to me that's a group that's trying to be a representative.
You want your cushion?
No, my
a representative God. Force for the Black community here. So do you know how the how the city of Roswell at large, meaning specifically, I guess, the whites in this town, have responded to them?
Well, now, at first, I don't think it was so, like I said, so hard, but so good. But yeah, it's improved. Yeah, you can really see that it's improved now. You don't hear telling nobody cutting up on each other and acting up, and it's not any of the stores or drug stores or anything that you're afraid to go into to get you know, whatever you need.
But you think that the Groveway community group, you don't think that the whites in Roswell, you think the whites in Roswell like the fact that there is a Groveway community group, and they're not hostile about it, they're not angry that there's a group or trying to do anything to...
Well, now when it first started, it might have been, you know, a little something going on, but it's just like both of the churches and the community thing out there. When people make up their mind and join together that they are going to, you know, do something, it's not a big problem. Mm-hmm. That is if you hold your...
No, don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah, you just got to hold your ground.